Sir John.
Now, put in no more prattling. Go, I'll hold. This is the third time. I hope good luck lies in odd numbers. Away, go. They say there is divinity in odd numbers, either in nativity, chance, or death. Away!
I'll provide you a chain.
Yes.
And I'll do what I can to get you a pair of horns.
Yeah, away, I say. Time wears. Hold up your head and mince. How now, Master Broom?
Sir John.
Master Broom, the matter will be known tonight or never. Be you in the park about midnight at Hearn's Oak, and you shall see wonders.
Oh. Went you not to her yesterday, sir, as you told me you'd appointed?
I went to her, Master Broom, as you see, like a poor old man. But I came from her, Master Broom, like a poor old woman. That same knave, Ford, her husband, hath the finest mad devil of jealousy in him, Master Broom, that ever governed frenzy. I'll tell you, he beat me grievously.
No.
In the shape of a woman, for in the shape of a man, Master Broom. I fear not Goliath with a weaver's beam, because I know also life is a shuttle. I'm in haste. Go along with me. I'll tell you all, Master Broom. Since I plucked geese, played truant, and whipped top, I knew not what 'twas to be beaten till lately. Follow me. I'll tell you strange things of this knave Ford, on whom tonight I will be revenged, and I will deliver his wife into your hand. Follow. Strange things in hand, Master Broom. Follow.